everybody. Welcome back to the Drake Positive Juggles TV and this beautiful, where's my bell? Monday after Easter. Is this Easter 2.0? Easter plus one? Easter week? Is this still Easter? Well, in the official church calendar, these are the 50 days to Pentecost. So this is the first Sunday, I believe they call it the first Sunday of Easter. And then second, third, fourth, fifth, or seven, I believe. And then Pentecost Sunday, which is when the Holy Spirit came. Acts chapter 2. By the way, I want to make sure that you can hear me just fine on the good old internets. Let's see here. Let me check the audio. I know you can hear me, but I want to make sure that it's not buzzing, because that's sometimes I have trouble with this setup and buzzing. Let me see here. Yeah, great. It's not buzzing, so that's good news. So, happy Easter, by the way. I was listening to an interview with Lenny Kravitz. I don't know why, you know, sometimes YouTube just gives me random things. I guess it's for a purpose. And so I've been on this Lenny Kravitz deal the last couple hours. And it's been interesting because he talks about God, and I don't know if he has really any faith background. Doesn't seem like it. But obviously he married Lisa Bonet, so to us 80s kids, they were like the ideal couple, or Lisa Bonet from the Cosby Show, and then Lenny Kravitz being who he is. Now he's in his late 50s, 60s. Looks amazing. I want to look like him. Lenny Goso, Goso Lenny. But he was talking about not only faith and such, but also about his hair. Speaking of hair, I need a haircut, and his dreads. Talking also about his iconic fashion and looks, and you can see my fashion is very iconic. If anything, I looked at myself yesterday in the mirror and I'm like, man, I need to lose some weight. Plus my shirts are tight and all that stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Got to get rid of that dad bod. But eat less, man. I love food. I don't overeat, but yeah, I kind of do, I guess, at times. Anyway, so but today we're celebrating my birthday because Friday, Good Friday, was actually my birthday, April 18th. But I worked, probably like 160 hours in the last few weeks, so it's been crazy. So finally today, we're going to take some time and blah, blah, blah. So happy birthday to me, Goso, 56, and feeling awesome and feeling good and strong. And I do have this knee thing that's hurting me, and the foot, bottom of my foot's kind of been hurting me. So I've been mending that, icing it, and all that stuff the last few weeks. So apart from that, though, man, I feel good, strong. Had an amazing week. But what happens after Easter? Now that it's over, time to go back to normal? Are you back to the grind? Kind of, I hate my job. I wish I made more money. I wish I was thinner, happier, had a relationship, a house, had kids. I wish I was married. I wish I was single. I wish I was younger. I wish I was older. All these things that come back. Maybe you'd didn't even do Easter. You're not a big Easter guy. You're not a big church person. My assumption is that most of you are. So hopefully you had a great day yesterday and this week and Ash Wednesday 40 days ago and all this stuff, right? But now we wait for the Holy Spirit to come as far as the calendar. What is that? Well, we're waiting for power because even though Jesus did rise, the disciples, after he died, were pretty lost and confused, pretty kind of basically, let's go home and play ping pong, like Pastor Drew said yesterday. Shout out to Gosa Drew. And so maybe that's kind of you, right? Let's go play ping pong. I tend to stress and worry about how did things go and where am I headed and what am I doing with my life. And I tend to get anxious and fearful. You might check out. You might get angry. You might same old, same old. All of those things relate to fear and anxiety, depression, loneliness, wondering, waiting, all things we don't like to do as humans. And that's why, like I said, even though Jesus had risen, we need power. Just because it is Easter doesn't mean that you have the power. Just because we celebrated these 40 days of Ash Wednesday and Lent, as we call it, waiting for God's grace. I'm telling you, these 40 days were hell on earth for my family and I. We had so many discouraging things happen at work and and here at home as a family, and maybe you can relate to that. It was just such a spiritual battle all 40 days. And it finally began to release these last few days by the grace of God. And it's no accident, right? And so now we're waiting for power because we're somewhat exhausted and emotional and afraid, wondering. Yesterday, God spoke to me through my mentor. Shout out to Mentor Fred. He was saying how God is at work through all of these circumstances in each of our lives. Because sometimes it seems like God is out here in Happy Land, in Disneyland, and then our circumstances are here with Satan, right? Like, this has nothing to do with this. All the bad stuff has something to do with all the good stuff that we want. But it's the opposite. I think wisdom says that all of these things are producing and leading us towards something great. Even though it may be painful right now. There is pain in the night, but what? Gozo comes in the morning, right? Gozo right there. So the gozo is coming. The joy is coming. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's coming. It could be today, next week, next year. It could be at the end of our lives. It could be in 50 days when the Spirit of God comes. But it's coming, and you have to believe that. You have to have hope. Hope is priceless. Hope is what motivates a man, a person, a human, a woman, a man to pursue their dreams. Go back to your dreams, to go back to who you are. Go back to what you're called to be. Don't recede. Don't go back to how you used to be, what people have said, what you think you failed at, or what you should have done. Stop living in the shoulds and start living in the coulds. What God can and could do and will do in Jesus' name. What can He do because of what you've been through? What can He do now because of what you've dealt with? Have you grown? Are there new marching orders that God has given you? Does He want you to double down on your power, on God's strength, on His skills in you, on your giftedness, and be better? Does He want you to rest and to cease striving and know that I am God? Does He want you to stay stable and to stay the course? All those are things that are important to consider. What are the priorities that you should have right now? Is it something related to your health, to your mind, to your emotions, to your work, to your performance, to relationships, something personal, something of a personal moral holiness perspective? Is it something where you need more input? Do you need new books to read? I've been reading all these books on personality stuff and leadership stuff because I want to be a better leader every year. I want to commit to always being a better leader for the cause of Christ, to my family, to myself, to the people that I love and I work with. God's given me opportunities to lead my whole life, 56 years since I was born, and I want to become even a greater leader. I'm fine, but I always have more to learn, and we all do. You and I have to keep growing, and it's not just some head knowledge thing. It has to be a heart and a physical manifestation, an actual showing up and helping others. Being tenacious, being kind, being filled with grace and love, mostly to ourselves. Self-acceptance. Self-love or self-care? I think that's important, yes. But I try to practice more self-grace, to give myself grace, to give others grace. The way that you treat others is the way you treat yourself. There's no doubt about it. If you're treating others with respect, is because you respect yourself. If you're treating others disrespectfully or condemning, it's because you're condemning yourself. And that is not for you to do. Give your condemnation to God. Give your what should happen to Jesus. Give your desire for success to God. And let Him be the success. For me as an Enneagram 3, if you're into the Enneagram personality stuff, my biggest gift and sin is wanting success and admiration. People to see me at the top of whatever I'm doing, music or pastoring or whatever it is. And guess what? Only God deserves the glory. And what I've learned is to invest in people, to get my hands dirty, to help, to get involved, to get in the weeds, to help. And that's not the easiest thing for me. I'd rather be home writing a song or reading the Bible or meditating or whatever, but I've realized that leadership is influence, and influence only happens when you're next to people that are struggling, whether they're in the hospital or doing something at church, whether they are at home, your family, my wife, your friends, or whether they are at work. That's what true spiritual leadership is. The leadership that we see in the world or at work is often malicious and prideful and capitalistic and all that stuff. But the way of Jesus is service and sacrifice. And yes, there are moments of glory where you get that raise, you get that promotion, you get that acknowledgement, but all of that belongs to God. The jeers and the cheers, as my mentor says to me, the jeers and the cheers belong to Jesus. Give it all to him and pursue power. Pray for power. Ask God, Lord, give me power that comes from above. Let the Holy Spirit come upon me so I can be your witness Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the outermost parts of the world. So basically that means self, home, work, family, friends, etc. And you shall receive power. I actually want to bring that up and show it on the screen. Acts 1:8, because it's a very powerful, powerful passage that promises the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit will do. The Holy Spirit is a person. It's a he. And so Acts chapter 1, you shall receive power. So let me show you this on the screen here if I can. Let's see, how do I do this here? Here we go. There it is. Maybe it's hard to see. Let me see if I can make this a little bigger for you there. Bigger, bigger, bigger. So Acts 1:6, when they had come together, blah, blah, blah. When will you come back? When will you restore the kingdom? When will we be number one again? That's what the Israelites were asking God. When will you restore the kingdom to Israel? They were under oppression of Roman captivity. It is not for you to know, Jesus said. What? But you're God. You're supposed to know everything. That's what we want. It's not for you to know. Times or seasons the Father has fixed by his authority. Man, that's the first thing that we need is patience and waiting on God. It's not for you to know. It's a thing that every human wants to know. I want to know, when will I make $1 million? When will I be thin? When will I be famous? When will I have a hit single? When? You put your own when in there. But you, now here's what we get instead. Instead of when, we get power. But you will receive power, dunamis, dynamite, explosion, explosive power from above. Not man's power of deception and hate and violence, but the power that comes from God when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Witnesses. What does the word witnesses mean? Let's look it up in the Greek. Witnesses. Martus. It means of uncertain affinity. So they don't really know what it means. A witness, literally, judicially, or figuratively, genitive case. By analogy, a martyr. You will be my martyrs. Wow, talk about death, right? You will be my record. You will be my witness. How about that? You will be my martyr. And here you thought you were moving to Jamaica or to Hawaii for the rest of your life, right? Jesus is saying, you will be my martyr. That's what the Holy Spirit will do. The dunamis power will allow you to be my martyr, my witnesses in Jerusalem, meaning at home, Judea, Samaria. Samaria were the people that they hated. So it's kind of racial and socioeconomic and all kinds of boundaries. Yes, go across the aisle and to the end of the earth. And when he said these things, they looked up, he was lifted, a cloud took him, and there he went. That's what we are doing right now. We're waiting, instead of for the when, we're waiting for the power. And waiting for the dates, we're waiting for the dunamis. We're waiting for the power. And guess what? We already have that power. We don't have to wait 50 days. That happened 2,000 years ago. Today, 2025, you can already live in that power. Even though what you want is to know when and how and where and what and how much and all that stuff. And why? I ask myself that all the time. Why this? Why that, Lord? Why did we have to go through these 40 days? My wife and I and work and all these things. Instead, God says, instead of focusing on the why, focus on the power. On the complaints, focus on the power that comes from above. Hard, man. Easier said than done. I love to complain. I love to long for better days, for easier this and more money and less work and all that stuff. Especially as we age, right? And yet God keeps calling me to die for the sake of the gospel. It's not just to die to be, to be a victim. Like that word says, to be my martyr, to be my victim, not victim as in victimization, but to be my witness, my record, my martyr for the things above. Love, peace, kindness, helping the immigrant, helping the poor, helping the stranger, loving the least of these, forgiving your enemies. That's the gospel, forgiving yourself. Always the gospel is threefold, or forgiveness is forgive yourself, forgive others, and forgive God. Yes, meaning release that anger that you have towards God. Release that expectation that you have of him. Release that image that is really what you want from your father. And instead accept who God is, that he is with you in the gutter. He's perfect. So forgiveness is of God. That's what dunamis does. Dunamis brings about power. Dates and times, we want to know that because we think that's where our peace is. If I know when I'm going to be out of this mess, then I will have peace. If I know when I will have the house or the body or the family of my dreams, then I will have peace. No, it's not the date. It's the dunamis. It's the power that we have now to do what's in front of us. Power that comes from above, not power that is from man or from adrenaline or from hate. There's also satanic power. Not satanic power, not fleshly power, not natural power, but power that comes from above. How do we get that? Lord, I need you. Lord, fill me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit. Lord, take me. Lord, use me. Lord, like we sang yesterday, come alive, Lord, come alive. Let dead, dry bones come alive. Lord Jesus, allow what's dead around me and me and in others come alive because of Jesus. That's Easter. That's day one, post-Easter. That's the next 40 days, 50 days, and into the rest of the spring and summer and the rest of the year, in Jesus' name. If you need my coaching, if you would like to talk more about this, one-on-one time together to talk and pray, process life, let me know. Email me, DM me, call me. You know how to get a hold of me. If not, DM me on Instagram at David Trigg. Email me, trigg@davidtrigg.com, or just leave me a comment here and I will get in touch with you. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.